Okay, here with Coach Gonzalez. First, how's camp going? Like, overall, how do you feel?
It's been up and down. You know, first couple days, everybody's still trying to get acclimated back into the grooves. And, you know, you've got guys working that haven't necessarily worked with each other side by side. So we're split practices right now. Guys have given great effort, and we just got to continue to get better.
Talk to me about receivers for a second. You know, you're returning three guys who played a lot in Lankford and Malines when he wasn't injured, and Harris. Give me another name of a guy who you think is ready to contribute, maybe as that fourth receiver.
Well, you know, I don't really know that yet, honestly. I do know that there's been some other guys. I know the tight ends have played really well. Some tailbacks have played real well. We're still looking at that wide receiver position. Yeah. Nobody's really stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to be that guy. And that includes with the first group, to be honest with you.
And you're going to try Justin Hardy and Devin Church there for a while?
Both those two young men have been playing wide out with me the last couple of days. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And any words on them so far? Turn out?
Working hard, you know. Yeah. Heck, they've only been there for 2 days.
Right. Devin was just a running back.
Devin
in
was
high
a
school,
running
right.
back. And, you know, Justin's played a little bit of receiver in the past, but he was, you know, receiver DB. So they just got to get acclimated. And
brand new language for him. And
everything's brand new.
Everything's new. It's probably a little overwhelming. Talked about how you work with Coach Beatty if I'm correct, you recruited Percy Harvin at Florida.
Correct.
And so you called on him in 2004 whatever.
I think, I can't remember the year, 1995, 1996, somewhere around there, was the first time I met Coach Beatty.
Yeah.
He was at North Stafford High School. I was at Kent State University recruiting, and I went down to recruit a receiver from his school, so it's the first time we met.
Yeah.
Still remember it well, and we stayed close friends and in contact ever since. And obviously, when he had Percy, we were fortunate to get that fantastic play.
And so when Tim Beckman called you both and said, "Hey, I want you to call plays, and I want him to be did you two talk to each other like, "Hey, we could do this together"? How does that work?
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Coach Beckman said he's going to assemble a staff and said who was going to be on the staff. And, you know, I don't think there's any egos of who does what. Mm-hmm. It's going to be best fit, whoever should say, the most efficient way for us to execute our offense at a high standard.
Yeah.
So as we go through, you know, whether it's Chris calling, whether it's me calling, it doesn't matter. We're going to get the game plan done during the week and then figure out what's the best for the team as we go into a game.
Great. All right. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, Coach.